this out Thursday night as so much is coming in, and we need it out before I get on a plane at 6 a.m. Friday morning. The fire info is flowing. We are watching the exposure of the Dems in real time. Many will flock to Trump after this, and California will turn, I believe. This and the funeral of Carter, some information there, crazy insurance scams, and more. Here we go, folks. Let's get into it now.
So thank you very much. We had a great meeting. There's great unity. Whether it's one bill or two bill, it's going to get done one way or the other. I think there's a lot of talk about two, and there's a lot of talk about one, but it doesn't matter. The end result is the same. We're going to get something done that's going to be reducing taxes and creating a lot of jobs and all of the other things that you know about. But this was a really unified meeting, and I want to thank John and everybody for it was a great turnout. You know, this was came here for the funeral tomorrow. We went over to Blair House. I went over with First Lady and met the Carter family. They were lovely. They were really very sad, but also they were celebrating because he was a very fine man. I knew him a little bit, but I knew him only as a fine man. Then we came here. We had a meeting, but it was a really good meeting, very strong, and we'll get something done. One bill, two bills, doesn't matter to me. They're going to work that out, but the end result is going to be the same.
The end result's going to be the same. President Trump, there is true leadership standing right there in front of you. They're already having meetings leading up to the funeral for President Carter. I'm going to show you some clips from that. It's absolutely brilliant, some of the things that you're going to see there later on. First, I want to get to poor leadership. Showing here this Newsom guys on your screen. Listen to this.
That's what's different now is we are committed as a team, as a partnership with the legislature and other state agencies, including now the federal government, no longer a sparring partner, but a working partner, federal government, where we're not addressing headwinds, but tailwinds in terms of the support, a memorandum of understanding, doubling our respective commitments to vegetation management and forest management and prescribed burns, to support the Biden administration with resources, not just rhetoric, to help this collective cause. It's a different paradigm. It's a different framework.
That's Gavin Newsom bragging about the Biden administration being there for him April 2021. Gavin Newsom explaining that wildfire preparedness will be better now that Biden is in office instead of Trump. Do you guys remember that? Laura Logan mentioned this. She said this is when you love the internet, not because Gavin Newsom is exposed for the worthless liar that he is, rather because there is only one truth, and here it is for the world to see. These idiots are going to be exposed. By the time we're done, remember the cue board? The Dems will no longer exist. The Democrat Party will be gone. And this is part of the exposure. Even though we're not sure exactly how this is all playing out, I'm going to show you some lasers. I'm going to show you some thoughts from different people, different directions of why they think these fires are occurring, because it's definitely not natural. President Trump said Governor Gavin Newsom refused to sign the water restoration declaration, but put before him that would have allowed millions of gallons of water from excess rain and snow melt from the north to flow daily into many parts of California, including the areas that are currently burning in a virtually apocalyptic way. He wanted to protect an essentially worthless fish called a smelt by giving it less water. It didn't work. But didn't care about the people of California. Now the ultimate price is being paid. I will demand that this incompetent governor allow beautiful, clean, fresh water to flow into California. He is the blame for this. On top of it all, no matter, no water for fire hydrants were given. No firefighting planes. A true disaster. That's right. No water and fire hydrants. DEI fire chief and a communist mayor missing in action. She was in Ghana when all this was playing out. An LA County Fire Department donating surplus supplies to Ukraine. You've got to be kidding me. LA County Fire Department donating surplus in March 18, 2022. To Ukraine's first responders, you know, to help them out. You know, President Trump, the real leader, you know, about 4 months ago, he was in LA County, spoke about the need for California to send more water downstate.
And you have so much water, and all those fields that are right now barren, the farmers would have all the water they needed. And you could revert water up into the hills where you have all the dead forests, where the forests are so brittle, because no place is like California. I go to Austria. The head of Austria tells me, you know, we have trees that are much more flammable than what you have in California. We never have forest fires because they maintain their forests. And you have all that water that could be used to, as water, what they call water flow, where the where the land would be damp. And you'd stop many of these horrible fires that are costing billions and billions of dollars by the federal government, etc. So one thing I'm going to do for California, vote for me, California. I'm going to give you safety. I'm going to give you a great border. And I'm going to give you more water than almost anybody has. And the farmers up north are going to be able to use 100% of their land, not 1% of their land.
True leadership right there. Do you guys really think that this Newsome guy was really brought in by election? I don't think so. I really don't. I think they rigged the elections to make sure that their big boys get in there so they can rake it all clean. And I'll show you that in a moment, how one family seems to own all the water. Oh, yeah, we're going to get into that a little bit later. It's sickening. One of the best and most beautiful parts of the United States of America is burning down to the ground. It's ashes, and Gavin Newsom should resign. This is all his fault, says President Trump. After the Great Chicago Fire of 1871, the calls for Mayor Joseph Medill's resignation were so deafening, he abandoned his office with 4 months left in his term and fled the country. Thank you, Razor First, for that reminder. I believe Newsom's got till 2026. You know what? This probably, if they can make their voices loud enough, a lot of folks that are Democrats hopefully will finally wake up and realize how stupid this guy really is. People that claim, well, I'm a Democrat no matter what. I'm taking it to my grave no matter what. You know, you watch your house burn down, and then you find out why it's happening, why they can't control it. And you look at these leaders that you put into office, and you say, you know what? I've had enough. It's time to wake up. What will it take? What will it take to make these people realize enough is enough? Listen to this neighbor rip into a politician.
Take a listen.
And we had a real big problem because an evacuation order was coming in. It was popping out over the phone, and I'm trying to get my residents out, and everybody got into Sunset Boulevard, and it was just gridlocked for a good hour. It went 3 or 4 car lengths, and I had my phone on in my car, and I'm sitting there watching Governor Newsom and 8 other politicians talk about how prepared they are and follow the evacuation orders, and we're gridlocked, and there's no police at all doing traffic management. So people are sitting in their cars. I thought we were going to burn up because we had fire going over our heads. It was also near that area where they had to bulldoze the cars. They were telling people to leave their cars, then they bulldozed their cars out of the way. It's outrageous, the lack of coordination and planning that went on. And to watch those guys on the beach all congratulating themselves. I mean, city council people literally had no information to share, but just giving their face on cameras. Everybody was really upset. We finally got out. Once the police got here and started moving traffic, everything moved and we were able to get out.
We saw the aftermath of that.
So this is Joel Polak sharing what his neighbor said. These folks are going to have to wake up to what's happening to their state. President Trump again, fire is spreading rapidly for 3 days, zero containment. Nobody has ever seen such failed numbers before. Gross incompetence by Gavin Newsom and Karen Bass. I'm going to show you more about Bass too later on, folks. We got a lot to cover. And Biden's FEMA has no money, all wasted on the Green New scam. LA is a total wipeout. Total wipeout.
What in the world?
And there is a guy taking the fire department, grabbing purses.
Women's handbags? Filling up women's handbags to put out fires. Look at this. What in the world? LAFD fire department.
The fire department grabbing women's handbags, filling up the water and putting out fires. Mm-hmm. The Los Angeles fire budget cut. Hundreds of hydrants stolen for scrap before fires. Yeah, hundreds of fire hydrants were stolen from the ground for scrap metal in advance of the blazes raging across Los Angeles, highlighting the local government's challenges in maintaining basic order and infrastructure. Thieves know they'll face little or no consequences if they are caught. So they're willing to risk the public safety for a small profit, said Los Angeles District Attorney Nathan Hochman. Yeah, Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass, who has been away on a taxpayer-funded trip to Africa as a member of a Biden administration delegation, recently cut the fire department's budget by $17.6 million. Let's hear Newsom.
What is the situation with the water? Obviously, in Palisades, ran out last night in the hydrants. I was talking to the firefighter on this block. Yeah. They left because there was no water in the hydrant here.
The local folks are trying to figure that out. I mean, just when you have a system that's not dissimilar to what we've seen in other extraordinarily large-scale fires, whether it be pipe, electricity, or whether it just be the complete overwhelm of the system. I mean, those hydrants are typical for two or three fires, maybe one fire. You have something at this scale. But again, that's going to be determined by the local.
Yeah, just the neighbors, you know, get together. You guys determine why there's water missing. It has nothing to do with me. Folks, start your day with the heart of a champion. Introducing Vitality Heart Health by Brightcore, your daily ally for a stronger, healthier heart. Their products are made in the USA, packed with nature's heart healers like olive leaf extract, hawthorn berry, and the patented Mena Q7 vitamin K2. Vitality isn't just a supplement, it's your heart's new best friend. Each ingredient is chosen for its proven benefits: lower blood pressure, improve circulation, maintain healthy cholesterol, all with one easy-to-take capsule a day. Visit MikeBrightcore.com/AmWeKnow today and get 25% off with code AWK, or call 888-317-9941 for up to 50% off with a phone call. Embrace life with vitality. Remember, a healthy heart is a heartbeat away from happiness. So folks, just a reminder as we go through this, all the areas that were burned down. Jamie Lee Curtis reveals that her Los Angeles home is possibly on fire due to the terrifying Palisades blaze. If you remember the picture that we're looking at on the screen, if you're listening in, it's a picture of a child inside of a container. She recorded herself one time or put a social media post up, and we all caught it, and it was shared throughout the internet, and then she took it down. Why would you put a naked child in a container box on your wall as a picture? What have you been up to? So some folks believe that what's happening is a cover-up of the elites before Trump gets in, because they've been doing some very nefarious things with children. Elaine Stein asked, how evil is Hollywood? James Woods, actually, she posted this, what James Wood said, because somebody said, James, serious question, is someone who has enormous respect for your talent as an actor. I'm curious, how evil is Hollywood? James Wood says, multiply your worst fears by 100. 100. That was June of 2023. I'm going to show you a clip from James Woods later. He had to escape also in a definitely heroic way on Communist News Network. He actually went on that network to talk. But first, let's talk about somebody who actually has an idea of why these fires might be happening.
The California wildfires are a celebrity cover-up. Hear me out, okay? So mid-2024, P. Diddy, one of the biggest celebrities in the world, right, gets arrested, and we all know for what by this point. And you mean to tell me, now the beginning of 2025, celebrities' houses are burning down in the state of California? The rich are losing everything they own, and their houses are just burning down, gone. You know what else could be gone in those fires? Evidence. Call me crazy, but then FEMA doesn't bat an eye to run out and help California, but North Carolina? You know, our friends in the South that got hit by a massive hurricane, people still living in tents, mothers losing their newborn babies because they're freezing to death because FEMA still hasn't helped them. But FEMA's out in California already, helping victims of the wildfires, helping the rich. I said what I said.
What she said, and that's going on TikTok, getting your information out to people with their opinions on how this is playing out. You guys let us know what you think in the description box below this video. You got a chat board or a comments section. You can just let us know. Terrible. Firefighters caught arguing about prioritizing the historic Getty Museum over occupied homes in Los Angeles, California. Yeah, they'd rather go save this historic Getty Museum. Why? Well, there's rumors of child trafficking in tunnels beneath the museum that have circulated for years. Fact checkers claim they are false as, quote, there has never been an official investigation. Now listen closely to the end of this clip. I'm going to play this clip, folks, and tell me what you hear. Did Satan enter the chat? Check this out.
The triage of that structure, it's a high priority for that historic building.
I cannot prioritize it that way. There are multiple homes here between PCH and Temescal. My line is to Sunset. I have the high school well involved, along with number of homes between this canyon. I'm not sure why that's a priority or not versus these homes. Can you explain it?
Their tax dollars paid for it, you little...
Did you hear that at the end? It's inaudible. Can you explain to us why it's a priority that we go save a museum over people? Can you explain it?
Their tax dollars paid for it, you little bitch.
Did you understand what he said? Did it sound like a demonic being over the line? Save, go over there and save my place. I don't know. It's interesting because the Q board, the one that, you know, the mainstream media attacks all the time, the one that the politicians attack because they get exposed on there because it's simple questions, it's simple ideas to get us thinking and talking to one another. Oh, no, they don't like it. Because what does it say? We don't telegraph our moves to the enemy. We will, however, light a fire to flush them out.
Sunset Boulevard.
That's Sunset Boulevard. You can hear the wind blowing. What other things are happening? Oh, yeah. So let's send folks out there and tell them to start starting fires.
We're at 302 Pico, and people are lighting fires now. You can see they lit a fire. These guys, not all the people there, but some of those guys lit that fire. And
these guys are
the trees caught fire, and then the palms are catching fire. So civilians are now lighting fires down in the so-called, you know, flats around Santa Monica, Venice. So
very interesting. I don't know. Kind of makes me wonder because when we look at these images, which I'm going to show you, the infrared satellite catching U.S. military setting fires in California using direct energy weapons. Watch this. You guys remember these? So if you're looking at your screen, if you're listening in, there's little red spots there over California. So as we're watching this, watch, here it comes. You're going to start seeing this guy has this like radar technology deal on his computer, and he can see it actually happening in real time. Here we go. Zap. There's one red line across your screen straight to one fire. Zap. Another red line straight to the fire. Almost like there's laser weapons being used to shoot and make these fires actually happen. And there's been reports and videos, folks, of people actually looking at and wondering what they're seeing as things are shooting across the sky. Very, very interesting, right? And also, if you're looking at your screen, you'll see all three fires in California starting at the same time. That's right. It's like they just sporadically, like somebody went, phew, and they just lit them all up at the same time and off they go and the fires begin. This is not normal, and that's why we have amazing, if you go in the description box below, you can get these videos that I'm showing you now and share them with your friends and family so they're aware of what's happening around this entire fire deal. Check this out.
All right, everyone, welcome back. This is going to blow your mind. Once again, we are looking at Area 51. As these fires are going on in Southern California, they are laying something over Area 51. It's then being shot by the NEXRAD radar system. You can see that clear as day right here. It is then expanding and being dropped right over Southern California. And then take a look at what happens to Area 51. This is totally insane. This is not normal, and this is not birds or bugs. I can promise you that. There is something very odd going on with the military or something that's taking place in Area 51 and then being dropped in the sky, which is then carried over by the jet stream or some sort of wind pattern into Southern California. I talked about this yesterday when we predicted these wildfires based on a northwest anomaly that we saw, again from the NEXRAD radar system, which then led to insane wildfires. fires in Ventura County. Now we are seeing more and more of this being dumped over Area 51 and then flows into Southern California. What is going on here? And then look at how the next red towers go absolutely berserk. There is no chance that this isn't related, my friends. This is now 2 days in a row we have captured this happening over Area 51 and flowing down into Southern California, exactly where these wildfires are. And I know a lot of people will give us a hard time for talking about this, but how can you not? This is not a coincidence whatsoever, and I'm going to continue digging into this to see exactly how long they continue this for. If you look close enough, you can find stuff like this every day on these satellite charts. All right, so one final time, let's dissect this right here. We have it dropped over Area 51, a perfect lineup with where the base is, and just like yesterday, as soon as it's laid out, we have the zap coming from the radar, the same one coming from Nevada right here. Then we have the expansion as it moves into Southern California. Just like yesterday, those radars start going off and crazy, and that's when this disco party begins in Nevada. Check this out. This is just unbelievable to see happening and then have no one point this out. Just as the cloud is getting over Southern California, where all the wildfires are, we start seeing the next red towers from different states crisscrossing right over Area 51. Those are where our scalar beams are happening, and this is just insane to watch. You can see that cloud dissipating over Southern California and the Baja. We'll backtrack. You can see it come back, and it originates right over Area 51, my friends. I appreciate each and every one of you. Please share this.
That's Into Thin Air. You can find him on X, and he's always updating with tons of information. He gathers this and puts it out for us to see. I'm telling you what, it's really strange. As the Pacific Palisades are gone, they're gone. You know, 8 years after California voters approved a $7.5 billion water bond to construct water storage facilities, not one project has reached completion. Meanwhile, untold millions of gallons of fresh snowmelt and rain continue to flow wastefully into the Pacific Ocean. Look at this, guys.
It's called the Stellene Basin. And then it flows off to the channel.
Yep, California voters, if they actually did vote for this, they passed $7.5 billion water bond in 2014 to fund water infrastructure projects. And $2.7 billion earmarked specifically. So all those folks in California, if you're out there, I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you could pay those taxes. I don't know why you pay for your electricity for your neighbors that can't afford it. I don't know why you allow those bills to get passed that 13-year-olds, it's okay for them to date adults. I don't know why people stay there when they're taxed to death, when their housing costs are super high, when their water bills are super high, when they pump gas at 5, 6, 7, who knows how many gallons they put in. But I feel sorry for you, and I hurt for you, and we pray for you. And there's a lot of people that stay there because of family, and I get it. It's unbelievable how people can remain Democrats in the state of California after all of this. Emerald Robinson, dear Democrats, you did this. You made the city a homeless sanctuary. You decriminalized drugs. You refused to fill the reservoirs. You cut the fire budget. You voted for a communist mayor. You did everything possible to burn it down. It's sad.
I don't know, Mommy. I'm fucking gone.
Panic attacks, people running with their cats, their bags, trying to get out, cars all over the place. Imagine seeing the panic and devastation of this and thinking, yeah, we should help, but only if they voted for me. Just vote for me. We'll help you. And these are the things that they get with the votes. Photos showing Hunter Biden's Malibu home burned to the ground by LA fire. LA Fire Chief Kristen Crowley warned Mayor Karen Bass, Democrat, last month the $17-plus million she cut from the department's budget severely limited the department's capacity to prepare for, train for, and respond to large-scale emergencies, including wildfires. Yeah, Karen Bass. They didn't fill the reservoirs. They cut $17 million from the fire budget. They sent supplies to Ukraine. They fired firefighters for not getting the jab. They didn't comply with brush clearing. They halted prescribed burns. They let storm water wash out to sea. But yes, this is all caused by my, quote, climate change. The key word that gets all of these people to think, oh, it's just climate change. See, that's why these things are happening. It has nothing to do with Newsom, the one that we voted for. It has nothing to do with Pelosi and Maxine Waters and all of the Democrats. No, 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 no. It's climate change. President Trump says, no water in the fire hydrants, no money in FEMA. This is what Joe Biden is leaving me. Thanks, Joe. So all of this is bringing exposure, folks, on many, many levels. And I'm going to get into that in a moment. First, I wanted to take you and remind you that we're at andweknow.com, an amazing website. When you go to this site, folks, you're going to find all of our social media links above. Facebook now, Instagram. You know what? Facebook and Instagram, we don't have to worry about the folks canceling us out or saying you can't do this anymore. They're changing, so that's good. All of our videos are there. You can watch them from our website. You can go to our newsletter if you want to know when videos come out. Put your name and email in that subscribe to our newsletter box. Hit enter, and you will receive those updates. Our partners are there at the bottom of the website. You listen to the video, and you're like, man, last week there was this ad, and I was listening to it, and I really want to get it. Just go to amweknow.com, and you will be taken care of on that end. And also, you can go to shop.amweknow.com, and you'll be able to find all of our sweatshirts, hoodies, accessories, hats, tees, and tanks, and more for you to wear. And we have been asking you, if you go to amweknow.com, to contact us and send pictures of yourself wearing the gear. We're running out of those photos. Would love to see it. Here's more great pictures of Patriots wearing our gear. Folks, we're back. Welcome to Los Angeles, where you say no to patriarchy and yes to DEI. Diversity. Mm-hmm. Karen Bass, the LA mayor, salary $250,000 per year. She cut fire department funding by $17.6 million. She left Los Angeles for Africa as wind fire warnings increased. Kristen Crowley, LA fire department chief, salary $440,000 per year, created systemic equity and inclusion across the Los Angeles Fire Department, donated surplus supplies to Ukraine, and she's a proud member of LGBTQ plus ABCDEFG. And Janice Quirleones, whatever that name is, CEO of LADWP, salary $750,000, if that's not enough, let the fire hydrants run dry as Pacific Palisades burned. There you go. And the story just keeps getting worse and worse. Upon her return from tax money paid trip to Africa, Mayor Bass was heard by a news reporter telling her aide she hopes the fire misses her vacation home. Mm-hmm. As we're watching Los Angeles, the apocalyptic scenes that you're looking at on your screen, the sun through the fire, never seen anything like this before. Many people have never seen anything like it. Yep, like the apocalypse. And you know, you might kind of wonder what's going on with Karen Bass. Who's the real Karen Bass? Here we go.
November 7, 1983. Remember this date, but first, let me introduce you to Karen Bass. Back in the 1970s, community activist Karen Bass went on at least 15 trips to Cuba, many with a group known as the Venceremos Ramos Brigade, a Marxist group started by the Castro regime to subvert American interests, weaken democracies, and spread communism around the world. Founded in 1969, the Venceremos Ramos Brigade organized trips to Cuba every year for half a century. They attracted the most radicalized and delusional segments of the American left, including overtly Maoist and pro-Soviet communist groups. In fact, a Los Angeles police investigator who infiltrated the group testified to Congress saying that to be a member of the brigade, you had to be confirmed as a Marxist-Leninist. As a brigadista and then moving up the ranks to organizer for the Venceremos Brigade, Karen Bass visited Cuba every 6 months. Their mission? To radicalize young, impressionable American leftists in terrorist tactics and guerrilla warfare. Members of the Venceremos Brigade were even taught how to make bombs.
Jesus Christ.
Karen Bass admits, on her many pilgrimages to Cuba, she went to see Fidel Castro speak several times, even calling him charismatic. And upon his death, praised him, saying, "The passing of Comandante en Jefe is a great loss to the people of Cuba, even though the people of Cuba see him as a dictator who impoverished their island." Another group, the M19, took its belief in revolutionary anti-imperialism to extremes, violent extremes. The M19 was the first and only women-created and women-led domestic terrorist group. Since their founding in 1978, M19's tactics escalated from robbing armored trucks and abetting prison breaks to building their own explosives and carrying out terrorist bombings. From 1983 to 1984, M19 bombed an FBI office, the Israel Aircraft Industries building, the South African consulate in New York, DC's Fort McNair, and Navy Yard, which they bombed twice. But that wasn't enough for them. On the night of November 7, 1983, the M19 called the U.S. Capitol switchboard and warned them to evacuate the building. Minutes later, the M19 bombed the north wing of the U.S. Capitol. November 7, 2023 marks 40 years since the M19's bombing of the U.S. Capitol. Members of the M19, like Susan Rosenberg, traveled to Cuba with and were radicalized by the Vence Ramos Brigade. The South Los Angeles Vence Ramos Brigade was led by Karen Bass, who is now mayor of Los Angeles.
How about that? Do you guys see this? Day after day, we're exposed to more of these freaks who get into power, and somehow, some way, the votes roll in and they simply step in and they say, "I'm taking over." Radicalized people. LA County recently posted this video on how they make their firefighters train in cultural inclusivity, equity, and diversity. That's so important to them. But you know what? There's a reminder that hundreds of Los Angeles top firefighters were terminated or suspended for refusing to take the COVID jab. Now, as the city burns to the ground, LA's fire chief is complaining about a critical shortage of firefighters. You got to be kidding me. Infuriating. Countless American lives have been ruined by these mandates. The mandates pour in, the fires roll in, and they don't have enough firefighters to take them down. You know what's interesting about all these videos that I'm showing you, these video clips of these fires? They look so familiar to me and to others. As you look at them, you'll notice that the seems like the concrete's burned, but a lot of these trees are still standing with their leaves still there. It's amazing how concrete burns more than trees. And then it gets back to the theory of the lasers. If you shoot lasers from the sky onto the ground and you burn these places on purpose because you've got some type of strange agenda, it makes you wonder what's really going on. We're praying for all the victims of the Los Angeles fires. Here's some facts about the fires. California's insurer canceled policies months before Los Angeles wildfires, also known as where the fires were happening, right? The LA mayor, Karen Bass, cut fire department funding. Governor Gavin Newsom ordered mountain water to be placed back in the ocean because of climate change. On a day where Americans of Los Angeles are watching their homes, pets, and businesses burn and could use some aid, the Biden administration is preparing to send another $500 million to guess where? What country out of all the countries in the world do we really need to help out? Ukraine. Biden to announce final $500 million to Ukraine military aid. Folks, how can we sit down with those that are Democrats, show them the evidence, show them the bills, show them the headlines, and they still say, "I'm voting Democrat no matter what"? Remember, during a speech in November 2017, President Trump repeatedly and awkwardly made a point about drinking from a Fiji water bottle. This water is made by the wonderful company owned by the name Resnick's. It all makes sense now. What makes sense? The Resnick's happened to own Fiji, and Trump was trying to get everybody to look at the water, to watch the water. the water. Maybe he was trying to get us to look at the Resniks. Well, what do you mean? We're going to show you right now.
While 40 million Californians suffer through unprecedented drought, one billionaire couple owns a massive share of the state's water system, seized in a series of secretive meetings 2 decades ago. That system was largely paid for by the very taxpayers whose water these billionaires hold hostage. Urban water systems are desperate for water, but in 2023, they'll receive just 5% of what they requested from the state. The Resniks are the biggest farmers in California. As of 2007, they owned 4 San Francisco's worth of farmland. And nearly half of Americans buy at least one of their products. Their pistachios, their pomegranate juice, their mandarins, their flowers. It's all under one massive umbrella, The Wonderful Company. A privately owned company worth at least $5 billion. The majority owners, the Resniks, are worth at least $8 billion. How were they able to take over such a large percentage of what should be a shared public resource? This is The Classroom from More Perfect Union, and today we're looking at how the Resniks got rich. Linda is a former child actress, the daughter of Jack Harris, a successful movie distributor of the 1950s, most well known for The Blob.
Starring Steve McQueen and a cast of exciting young people.
At 19, she founded her own advertising agency. Stuart was born to a middle-class New Jersey family and started his first business, a janitorial service, in grad school. He eventually acquired American Protection Services, a burglar alarm and security company. Linda approached him about marketing services for the company, and they hit it off, not knowing that one day they'd work together to take over California's water. The Lovebirds became business partners. They bought Teleflora, the flower delivery company, and the Franklin Mint, purveyors of inane little tchotchkes. Linda was the marketing person, and Stuart was in charge of business. As Linda told the LA Times in 1993, "I've always said that Stuart and I together make one perfect person, like little salt and pepper shakers." In the late 80s, they found their primary industry, agriculture. They got into the pistachio business. Linda said, "We've done more for the pistachio than anyone ever since it was planted in the Garden of Eden. My husband should be canonized for all the work he's done." They started branching into other products. Almonds, pomegranates, citrus, wine, and acquiring more and more land to cover it, including some very important land in Kern County, which granted them water rights in the area. As the Resniks were building their empire, the state of California was building new water infrastructure with taxpayer money. California's natural water supply is very inconsistent. Vastly differing amounts of rainfall means the state can go from surplus to drought and back very easily. So they build water banks to store water during surpluses to have during droughts. One important storage facility is the Kern Water Bank, started in 1988. The facility was built with hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars, which could have been a good thing. The people of California would have owned the water. But there were two Californians thirstier than the rest, and they wanted more water. Linda and Stuart Resnick. And they had a lot of political power. We'll get to that. In 1994, state water officials, water infrastructure contractors, and agricultural landowners with water rights arranged a secretive meeting at a resort in Monterey Bay, California. These groups, a mix of private companies and public agencies, rewrote California's water rules without any input from voters, taxpayers, or legislators. The new rules, called the Monterey Plus Agreement or the Monterey Amendments, were devastating for working Californians, and great for agriculture billionaires. The original code included urban preference, a long-standing rule that in times of drought, the state water board would give urban areas, where people live, access to water supplies before agricultural interests. Monterey axed that. That means that in times of drought, the water systems for normal Californians would have to buy water from private companies, because they weren't getting it from the state. The new agreement also loosened regulations on paper water. That's water that doesn't necessarily exist anywhere but on paper. The full quantities of water that providers could have, but don't actually need to have. Today, 5 times as much water has been promised and sold as actually exists. And importantly, the meeting changed ownership of the Kern Water Bank. What once belonged to the state was transferred to a few private water contractors, one of which was Westside Mutual, a wholly owned subsidiary of Wonderful Foods. The wonderful employee who runs Westside, Bill Fillimore, is the chairman of the public organization that manages the Kern Water Bank. Boom. One secret meeting, and the Resniks owned nearly 60% of an important California water resource, built with hundreds of millions of dollars in taxpayer money. The new ownership, combined with the rules on paper and surplus water, meant that during times of drought, the Resniks could sell Kern water back to the state water systems. They took Californian taxpayers' water and sold it back to them, both literally as the water supply and also to grow expensive food like gourmet pistachios and pomegranate juice. They converted the people's water into products many can't afford. And that's just one water bank. The Resniks also have control of other water boards and have been sued for directing more water towards their properties. So how do they get away with this Chinatown-level chicanery?
Gonna be a lot of irate citizens when they find out that they're paying for water that they're not gonna get.
With philanthropy. The Resniks donate millions of dollars to politicians and research institutions, which help them secure control over water systems, and even get more water and more taxpayer funding. One important project is the proposed California Delta Tunnel, a taxpayer-funded project which would send water from Northern California to Central, where the Resniks farms are. They've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on state and federal legislation and politicians who support the tunnel project. But their favorite politician is Senator Dianne Feinstein.
You come in here and you say it has to be my way or the highway.
Chair of the Energy and Water Subcommittee. She's a close personal friend of the Resniks, attending their holiday parties in Aspen and maintaining their financial interests. A quick look through the bills she sponsored shows several which would direct money to Kern-adjacent water projects. The Resniks even ask her for things directly. When a pesky study about endangering salmon and shad fisheries threatened the Delta Tunnel, Stewart wrote a letter to Feinstein demanding a new study. She immediately forwarded it to the Obama administration, who agreed to spend $750,000 on a new study.
This is sad. So much information flying out. Again, a reminder, what happens when California is in serious debt and lost priority aid from the federal government due to sanctuary status, illegal? What happens when California is in serious debt and all attempts to obtain a bailout from Pelosi inserted and pushed? C-19 packages failed? The average number of fires 2018, 2019, and 2020, January through June through December, outside of standard deviation, stated cause of fires, heat, average temperatures of California per year, outside of standard deviation, power line source, maybe of the fire, what changed? What California programs regarding fire prevention, forest, brush have been severely cut? What other cuts have impacted fire prevention and safety? How do you obtain federal money? So gross and so terrible. Gavin Newsom said this to President Trump. You don't believe in climate change. You are excused from this conversation. Because President Trump said the government of California, Gavin Newsom, has done a terrible job of forest management. These guys are crazy. And we are waking up and learning so much more. Folks, I'm going to get to the Carter funeral here in a second. First, I wanted to remind you that we have an amazing video, Journey to Sober Living, with Chad and Katie Brewer. They have a brain restoration protocol that can completely transform lives, especially if you're an addict or you are an alcoholic. We put this video together. I'm going to show you a clip from that video and show a little bit more. You can reach out to them.
Then every second I was awake, I would wake up in the morning, okay, what do I need to get done today till I can go get my alcohol? Mm-hmm. And it got to the point where I started drinking earlier and earlier, and to where it just controlled my life. And I had tried other avenues to try to quit, and for me, it didn't work. For some people, it does.
Hear thou, my son, and be wise, and guide thine heart in the way. Be not among winebibbers, among riotous eaters of flesh. For the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty, and drowsiness shall clothe a man with rags.
Because you see people at their worst time going through different things in their life, whether it's relationships, whether it's finances, whatever it is. But when they come out of that, there's no better feeling.
There's no better feeling when they come out of it. And folks, you can reach out to them at 573-577-3733. 3400, The Journey to Sober Living. Their link is in the description box below to their website. You can reach out to them, and I'm telling you, it is a wonderful program. I had a chance to speak with graduates of the program who made it through, and that just completely transformed their lives. Again, the brain restoration for overcoming addiction, including help for severe chronic alcohol abuse. They provide the highest level of care and compassion because they have personally dealt with and overcome addiction. I'm encouraging you to reach out to them today for the road to recovery. You'll head to the Lake of the Ozarks and have a wonderful time in recovery there. Okay. And so I wanted to also show you guys, remember I was talking about the funeral for Carter, and every time we go to funerals, I mean, a lot of folks put reminders on Telegram, on social media of the past funerals that we've been able to watch. Interesting thing here is the body language difference between Obama versus Biden and Obama with Trump. It's staggering. What's changed? You know, Zuckerberg kissed the ring, Jeff Bezos, you know, kissed the ring, and now Obama's smiling and sucking up to Trump. What a wild time to be alive. So you remember, there's Biden. If you're looking at your screen, he looks scared to death and looks like Obama's basically chewing him out at the funeral with some really evil type of organs playing. It's kind of, you know, and then sounds kind of strange as they're looking at each other. And then you head over and you look at Trump with Carter's funeral. And Obama's just laughing as Trump's talking to him. But then you look at the Bushes, they look terrified. And then you look at Kamala. Kamala's looking back, looks back as they're talking right about here. Look at her. She takes a peek back. Trump's having a talk with Obama, and she's like, oh, my goodness. Oh, I can't believe they're getting along. Oh, this is just killing me. It's amazing because Trump did the impossible. He survives multiple assassination attempts, makes the greatest political comeback in history, and then gets his sworn enemies not only to tolerate and bend the knee to him, but they almost seem to now like him and revere him. If you're looking at the pictures on your screen. Yeah, there's Jill smiling and having a blast with President Trump, and there's Obama smiling and having a blast with President Trump. We will never see another like Donald Trump. I agree. Melania Trump also wore a Valentino coat with dramatic kiss print collar for Jimmy Carter's state funeral service. And she's always making statements with her gear. Makes me kind of wonder. I want to go over to GH17 Grasshopper and see if he happened to catch on to that picture real quick while we're here recording. Did he use that picture at all today of her wearing that? I'm sure we're going to get that soon. He's probably going to look it up and find out what it's all about. Nope, I don't see that over there. So we'll jump ahead, but here's something that's interesting. President Trump posted, breaking, Zelensky says that peace is now a real possibility thanks to Trump, and admits world leaders are falling in line.
It won't be long because Europe will be looking at us and we'll be looking at Trump. And by the way, I now see that when I talk about something with Donald Trump, whether we meet in person or we just have a call, all the European leaders always ask, how was it? This shows the influence of Donald Trump. And this has never happened before. With an American president, I tell you from my experience, this also gives you confidence, you know, that he can stop this war.
Oh, President Trump posts this at 3:50 p.m. On that 3:50, there's a 24-second stamp, almost like they do it to perfection to the second, because 4205 mirrored, you see, the war is real. He fights for you. Donald Trump at 20 years old, be Obama at 18 years old. Remember, they never thought she was going to lose. Talking about Clinton. Therefore, they never thought investigations and or public interest into their criminal acts would be exposed or investigated. Therefore, they never thought they had anything to fear. They openly showcased their symbolism. They were sloppy. Hussein's last speech in Chicago regarding scandal-free. Interesting, because Obama's sitting there smiling with President Trump. Another thing, just real quick, is the Karen
Morning
Pence.
To you. We can see President-elect Trump now.
You see President Trump and Melania walk over, and there's Karen Pence sitting there while Mike Pence shakes hands with Melania and President Trump. President Trump looks at her, Melania looks at her, and she sits there and does not stand up and greet them at all. She is not happy. Wait a minute, that's the Democrats do that. Oh, no, she's supposed to be a Republican, right? Oh, see, the uniparty's been destroyed. And who knows what's going on with old Pence boy, but I tell you what, there's been a lot of information about Pence in a negative fashion. I know some people say, well, he's part of the plan. But boy, oh boy, when you start doing investigations, you find out a lot more. The Texas One said, this man explains perfectly why Trump is changing the name to the Gulf of America. Biden banned offshore drilling in the Gulf of Mexico. So then if we say, hey, we're not drilling in the Gulf of Mexico, we're drilling in the Gulf of America. So that bill that you guys had us where we can't drill in the Gulf of Mexico, well, it doesn't mean anything because we're not drilling at the Gulf of Mexico. This is chess, not checkers. Try to keep up. Drill, baby, drill. Trump's vision for hemisphere. The Don Road Doctrine, the New York Post, posting Canada, a state. Gulf of America. Panamaga, not Panama Canal, but the Panamaga Canal. And then Greenland will become our land, you know, like Greenland here. The grasshopper just always catches on to this. You know, President Trump, remember, August 19, 2019, said, I promise not to do this to Greenland. That's when he was number 45, right? The 45th president. And he puts a picture of the Trump Tower in Greenland, right? Well, check this out. Greenland comms, folks. For those of you who are into the comms, I love this. Did you know that Trump's tweet, I promise not to do this to Greenland, was placed on the icy peaks of Kalusuk? Did you know that the Arctic whispers speak of an airport at the edge of the world? Did you know the distance between these mysteries is a mighty 1,700 kilometers? 17, the number for Q. Did you know the time in between Trump's tweet, August 19th, 2019, to Trump Force One, remember they landed in Greenland January 7th, 2025. That was with Don Jr. and Charlie Kirk. Did you know that it was 47.232 hours separation? Did you know it was 17.035.200 seconds of adventure? The truth is out there, America. It's amazing. Let me go through that one more time. The time between the two dates. It was 47 hours, 2,833, 920 minutes, and 17, 170 million seconds. So you got 47, 28, and 17. 47th president, the number 17. It's not a coincidence. Another reminder about the fires real quick. We're going back to that. L.A. had an underground subway system literally 100 years ago, says Liz Croken. The city of Los Angeles in California had a vast underground subway system that operated for public use literally a century ago. I find it concerning that most people don't know about this. L.A. has one of the worst traffic problems in the country, and they really wanted to fix it. They could because the underground tunnels and trains are already there. So why did they close the subway down from the public? And what exactly have these underground tunnels and trains been used for the past century? As the peasants sit in traffic for hours every day to get to their miserable 9-to-5 jobs. Is that where they traffic the children, folks? Is that where they traffic everyone from other countries? What literally no one on X is telling you is that there were massive fires in L.A., particularly in areas where elite pedophiles live in 2017, months after Trump was sworn in as president. I not only lived in L.A., says Liz Croken, at the end and saw it all with my own eyes. I reported it, including here on Twitter and X, when and mainstream media, everyone was widely ignoring these fires. So now that you know that, ask yourself this. Why have areas of L.A. where elite pedophiles live gone up into flames both times after Trump was elected president? The next question you should ask is why there is a total mainstream media blackout of this in 2017, but there isn't now. And what I will leave you with is not a question, but a statement. There are many underground tunnels and facilities in LA, including under the homes of the elite pedophiles. A lot of homes of these celebrities who are pedophiles connect to homes of other pedophiles where there's most certainly horrific evidence of crimes against children. Crimes against children. Remember, I told you I'd share this with you. The actor and patriot, James Woods, with CNN talking about the fires.
We went out. I had a record of the call. In 17 minutes later, we were evacuated with the clothes on our back. Our garage door wouldn't open because the wind was so bright it torqued the door. And we finally got out. When we got to the bottom of the hill, I said, oh, my God. We have a neighbor who's 94 years old who has dementia. And I said, there were no cars in the driveway. And we would go over and help him get in his chair, you know, sometime if he fell with the caregiver. But I knew he was in the hospital. And I don't know, God was on his side. I decided to call his son in Massachusetts and said, hey, Francis, just to be sure, your dad's still in the hospital, right? He said, no, he got home last night. And there's a new caregiver, and I don't have the number. And they wouldn't let us back up. So I finally got through to 911 and said, you know, a welfare check. You got to go check on this guy. Well, there was a miscommunication. And I called my neighbor, who hadn't evacuated yet. He was on his roof, fighting his fire. He'd been on my roof. He'd hosed my roof down. I said, go in and check on him. He went. He said, the door's open. There's nobody here. He went in and yelled. He said, no, nobody here. I said, look, just go behind the pantry. There's a little room. We can see him during the day. He likes to sit there because there's a garden. He went in and found him. He'd been left alone. Okay. And it turned out the fire department made the...
He's talking about his 94-year-old neighbor with dementia.
New caregiver leave. And, you know, she just does what she was told. They said, we're coming back for him. Well, they hadn't come back for him. I'm hoping that they would have. But, you know, there was so much chaos. It was like an inferno. Every house was on fire around us. And, you know, he got him out and the house burned down about an hour later. He would have been in there alone. It was just... And then Robert called us and told us that that house had gone and the house below that and then the house on the other side. And then at 11:49 last night, all the smoke alarms in our house alerted our phones that our house that we had just renovated for 3 years and had just finally moved into about 3 months ago, you know, all the smoke alarms are going off. So that's hardly a good sign. So I'm not sure, but it wouldn't make any difference because, you know, the whole street's burned down. So, I mean, even if you go back to your home, I posted this on X, but Sarah was on with her 8-year-old niece last night. She came out. I'm sorry. Just, you know, one day you're swimming in the pool and the next day it's all gone. But she came out with her little Yeti piggy bank for us to rebuild our house.
Real James Woods. Real people. Fire, devastation, pummeling all of society. It's hurting him. It's hurting all of us. We're tired. We've been through this battle for a long, long time. And he's affected directly. President Trump posted on January 7th, 2025, Soros. Elon Musk was exposing Soros, the evil one. Posted it at 1401. What is the common theme when bad news is about to break against them? Stay vigilant. It's hard to stay vigilant, isn't it, with all this going on? God bless the United States of America. He also posted, Elon Musk posted, 743. The end for Justin Trudeau with President Trump playing the violin. The inner circle, Mika Brzezinski, background, family, careers, the age of tech has hurt their ability to hide and control. The majority today were born in the circle. The majority of the evil ones. The people are really stupid. These people, these folks that have caused chaos for the world. They're really stupid. The Q board says the end is near. The media cleanse. JFK. James Woods rescued the 94-year-old man with dementia. Many folks are rescuing people through their voices and their minds and their social media accounts, and they're talking to their neighbors, and they're letting them know everything that's going on around the world. They're waking them up. But I've always found it important when I share about this podcast, and I just had a chance to talk to somebody in some part of Phoenix near the GCU campus. We went to a bowling alley. Had a wonderful talk with two wonderful folks who were helping my sons prepare for the bowling team. And as I was explaining the podcast, you know, just wanted folks to remember, with all that's going on, we have to remember the good things. Remember our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, first of all, of course. But many of those that have been working hard that we've latched on to and said, you know, thank you for the information. Thank you for providing your posts on X. I think of Shipwrecked. She's amazing. Charlie Kirk, some others. But there's one thing we have to remember with all the chaos and the bad things going on. Remember the heroes out there. Since it is so likely that children will meet cruel enemies, let them at least have heard of brave knights and heroic courage. Otherwise, you are making their destiny not brighter, but darker. C.S. Lewis.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for all that you continue to do in and through our lives. We are so grateful for how you've guided us. We are in a deep, deep need of guidance through these fires and the information that's flowing through, that we would know the truth someday on how this is all playing out. May these children that we are hearing about be rescued. May the enemy be pummeled once and for all. And may we remember this and hold it strong and keep this country strong after all of this is done. We know that the enemy will always be lurking as a prowling lion, seeking who he may devour at all times. We get that. We certainly need your help and protection from him. Those on the front lines need protection. Those in the military who are doing operations that we'll never hear about need your support. Please continue to protect us, our lives, our thoughts, our voices, and all we say and do. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. And amen. Folks, thank you for tuning in. Thank you so much for all of your prayers and everything that we are doing here with Am We Know. It's been a very difficult week, exciting week for our family, but, you know, saying goodbye to two more sons and their journey with the Lord is pretty amazing, very emotional. And I'm just glad that the Heavenly Father, through your prayers, has been able to give me the strength to continue to push these out for you. You guys are absolutely amazing. Thank you for that. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Am We Know, signing out.